That's like what we physicists call pressure.
This pressure is created as the particles jostle for position. It's a principle of quantum mechanics. And when it was applied to stars, the lives of dead white dwarfs suddenly made sense. What stopped them collapsing completely was that gravity was resisted by the pressure generated between the particles themselves.
In a white dwarf, you've got a delicate balance between the gravity, which is trying to squeeze it together, and the pressure of these electrons, trying not to all have their dresses in the same place, that are trying to push out. And it's the balance between this gravity pulling in and the electrons pushing out that keeps the white dwarf the size it is.
It's also what lets a star with no fuel supply shine for billions of years.
These white dwarfs are very small, so they've got a very small surface area, which means that although they're white hot, the light that they emit, the heat energy which they send out, is still very limited just because of the very small size of the surface. Now, it carries on radiating light, and it gradually cools down. It gradually gets dimmer and dimmer. It's a little bit like a retired person sitting in an old star's home. It's still, you know, ticking along, but it gradually gets sort of slower and slower, dimmer and dimmer. There are white dwarfs cluttering up our galaxy, all the other galaxies.